Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Today on Dish Nation, so many questions. Are Kim K and Beyonce closer than we think? And does Blac Chyna have a right to be mad at Kylie Jenner? Did Kendall Jenner make a pop star turn to alcohol? And is Brad Pitt the nicest guy in Hollywood?
What is Tommy Davidson revealing about Will and Jada? And what team is Tom Brady rooting for this Sunday?
Plus, two celebrity sisters announced that they both are pregnant. Brad, is that you and your sister Lisa Ray?
It's not, but we'll tell you who and much more, so don't go anywhere. If you're hoping to see a smackdown one day between Kim K and Queen B anytime soon, it ain't gonna happen, okay?
Why not?
Now, there have been a few rumors for years that Beyonce and Kim Kardashian were at odds with each other. And, of course, that talk picked up even more after Kim didn't receive the giant orange box filled with Beyonce's Ivy Park collection, like all the rest of the big celebs, okay? Well, Kim K shut that talk down because it seems like Queen B did bless Kim with some clothing, and Kim was more than proud to show it off on social media. Take a look. Now, does this mean B and Kim are cool, or is it just good business?
Oh, no, they're definitely cool. You think
really?
If she wasn't cool, Beyonce would not give her anything because she's Queen B and she doesn't have to.
Right, but you know, Kanye has his Adidas line through Adidas. And so, you know, I think that kind of has something to do with it, too. What you
think? But if she really didn't want to give it to her, she wouldn't have sent it because she sent it and she sent it late. So it's like, listen, I decided to give it to her.
I don't believe that, honey.
You don't think so?
No. Like, it's business, Portia. Come on now. Because the deal is, honey, you know Kim and Beyonce not that close, number one. Number two is, honey, like you said, it got there late. Are we just seeing late for one day. Miss Kardashian said, go give me a check.
But what
happened?
Give
me a check, bitch, and I'll put it out there, honey.
It's real cute, though.
But I wonder what happened. What was the beef? Like, can y'all remind me?
Something that people made up, child.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, you know, Jay-Z and Kanye were tight at one point in time.
Yeah.
And it seemed like people were trying to make Beyonce and Kim Kardashian be friends.
Right.
And she had somewhat of a reputation at one point in time. And I think Beyonce wanted to create a distance. At least that's what the, you know,
she
was trying
to have
say.
The reputation of being a common garden, too.
Mm.
So Beyonce No, Gary, I don't think that. You know Kim Kardashian have the dog on her reputation.
But that don't mean Beyonce gonna get categorized
as
that.
Beyonce from Houston, she was prim and proper. She's not about to mess up her name.
But
that's just like you and Portia hanging together.
But in real life,
what about this situation, man?
Wait a minute, then.
Oh, yeah.
What you saying?
What? Now it's time to bring in our L.A. peeps. What's up, Heidi and Chewy?
What up, y'all?
What's up, Atlanta? You know what? Frank is still out, but no worries. Chewy and I are here. We're holding down the fort.
Yes,
and
we are.
We have so much to talk about. But, you know, I never really thought I'd be talking about Will Smith almost went Muhammad Ali on something.
Nice.
Not the nice guy.
Well, comedian Tommy Davidson has revealed in his new memoir, Living in Color. You see what he... Yeah.
Nice. Double entendre.
That he and Will almost came to blows on the set of the 90s movie Woo.
What?
And this was all over Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, he claimed that he discussed with the producers his idea of changing the ending of the movie to a kissing scene with Jada. But didn't mention it to her.
Wow.
So when Tommy went in for a kiss, obviously Jada wasn't happy about it, and Will wasn't either.
No. Oh.
So this is what he said, quote, this is what Tommy Davidson is saying, quote, Will went all gangsta on me, saying what I did was not cool. There was a moment there when we might have come to blows. My reactive fight or flight instinct was triggered, and I could have exploded. He then said Jada managed to talk them both down, so nothing actually happened. But I gotta say, I'm on Will and Jada's side on this one, because if it's not in the script and no one told me, a kissing scene is a big deal.
Big deal.
I should know that ahead of time, so I'm geared up for it. I can sort of think about it, get in the right headspace. You all of a sudden lean in. It's like, wait, what?
That's pretty creepy, Tommy. Like, don't do that, bro.
Yeah,
Come on now.
At the table read, there's no kiss in sight, and now you got your tongue out.
No, but I mean, you know, you're an actress. You should be prepared for something like that.
But he can't rewrite the script. He's not the lead actor, but you should speak to the person
you're going to kiss first.
Give them a heads up.
Especially if you saw that movie. Like, that movie did not call for any kissing scene whatsoever.
So that's even more creepy when he's going, hey, man, I was thinking, like, maybe at the end, maybe we do, like, a little kiss. You're like, no, that's not happening. What are you talking about?
You're going to add a sex scene and everything.
But why would Will be jealous? Because at the time, he was only her boyfriend. So he was obsessed with her.
Like, he really, he liked her from the moment he met her, even though they didn't date until a little bit later.
So he loved Sharifa Jada.
From the concert. Something like that.
But that might have also been what made her fell in love with him. Because you women like it when a guy is willing to fight somebody.
Yeah, we do.
Women love a little crazy. A little tiny bit of the crazy.
Y'all really get crazy on us. Then we'd be like, hold on. But you need to calm your ass down.
I'd be like, hey, Portia, you said you need a storyline for Real Housewives. I'm crazy.
We like to be scared a little bit.
Don't scare me.
Okay. Well, moving on, I don't know if you guys recall the love triangle between Tinashe, NBA player Ben Simmons, and Kendall Jenner.
Yes.
Well, let me refresh you. So Ben and Tinashe broke up after dating for about 2 months. Then he rebounded with Kendall. And apparently, while Ben and Kendall were out at a nightclub together, they bumped into Tinashe. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, she didn't take the news of them dating too well. And she told reporters, it may have been the worst day of my life, but it's okay. I drank for like 6 months after that. Wow. Are you kidding me? I was like wasted for months, but I'm okay. Now it was terrible. It was bad. Like, it was bad, but I'm good now.
That sounded like she was near the edge.
But do you think 2 months is too short of a relationship for somebody to act this way over somebody?
No. I got to get drunk for 6 months over a 2 month relationship. They always say no matter how long you're together, it takes half the amount of time of a relationship to truly get over it. So in a month, she should have been bouncing
back.
That's
a lie. Because I'd be in love, honey. I'm in love.
In two months?
I was pregnant, engaged, and
Portia was married, pregnant, had the baby, engaged.
Broke up,
took him back.
This is like the bachelor mentality. It's like these girls are crying. Oh, God, I'm in love with him. You went on one date. You've known him for 48 hours.
Right. Yeah, but that's a mess. Her love was totally different, though. Her name, Tinashe. That damn Kardashian girl was her friend.
Gary, they were not friends.
That's what they do.
That's the hard part to get over, because I'm getting over him, and now I got to get over the betrayal. That's really hard.
That's worse, I think.
You're thinking about it. There you go.
You wonder, is he doing her like he did me last night? That would tear me apart.
Yeah, it would tear me up. It's happened to me.
And I also think Ben Simmons is making like $80 million with the 76ers, so that's tough to walk away from.
That's life-changing money, because when you see your whole life about to change, like this dude is about to change the way I live and eat.
That explains the 6 months worth of drinking.
Yes, I was hurt.
Called her mom and told her she'd get a new house.
I was drinking after they broke up. Come on, baby, get it together.
Everybody need to go to Portia Williams' route. If you really like somebody, get them pregnant.
Yes.
Just to prove you mean it.
Yes. So, Portia, next time I see you, get me pregnant, okay?
Yes, that'll mean I love you.
Me too.
I got you next, boo-boo.
We can try anyway.
Oh, ghetto twins. Ghetto twins.
Yeah. Our babies are 5 minutes apart.
Okay.
Yeah, I got two of them out in L.A. You know what I'm saying? Knocked me a couple things up.
Up next, find out what advice Tom Brady gave this quarterback for the Super Bowl. And, I hope it had nothing to do with deflating balls. We'll talk all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey!
All right, now everybody is looking forward to the big game this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Sure, Portia, you don't even watch football.
Right, I just asked.
And as we know, 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is psyched. He's been to the Super Bowl before with the Patriots, but this time it's his first time as a starting quarterback. Mm. And as a surprise to many, the Patriots and Tom Brady are not going to be playing in the Super Bowl for the first time in 4 years, y'all.
Wow.
So when Jimmy was asked if his former teammate Tom Brady had any advice for him, this is what he said.
Talk to us, has Tom Brady reached out to you and given you any kind of advice about this week?
Yeah, he shot me a text, just, you know, good luck and everything like that. And, you know, it's just go handle business. You know, it wasn't too complicated or anything. Just, you know, go win.
A fortune cookie could have told him that. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I need some more get up and go. You've been there before.
Exactly. Tell me, like, how to keep my nerves down or, like, how to stay in the place.
What's the best drink to stay hydrated?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
when the pressure's on.
No compassion.
You're right. He could have called Gary. Okay. Gary, go do great.
Go, honey. Make sure
he's a quarterback. For me.
Okay, that's right.
They should have cut the Rob Schneider from all them Adam Sandler movies. You can do it. Same enthusiasm.
Yes, honey. Yeah, I'm sure Tom Brady kind of feels some type of way since he's, you know, hasn't been
really?
There.
But he have more time now to be with his wife.
Yeah, give somebody else a chance. Jesus. Like, I can't stand them athletes that don't want to pass the torch.
Yeah,
let it go.
Yeah. Be frozen. Let it go.
Eat a strawberry.
Okay, now they say twins share a special connection, and that's definitely true with Bree and Nikki Bella, the Aww. Bella twins.
Yay.
They're so cute. Mm-hmm. Now, they are WWE stars, and they both managed to pull off something pretty incredible, y'all.
What'd they do?
Well, the sisters are both pregnant
at the same damn time.
Yes, they're only a week apart.
It's like a pregnancy pack.
I know. That's what I think.
So they have the same husband?
No.
Oh, God.
Two different daddies.
Okay.
That's right.
Wondering.
Now, this is the second child for Brie and her husband, wrestler Daniel Bryan, but the first child for Nikki and her fiancé, Artem, from Dancing with the Stars.
Come on,
now, this is what Brie said about the whole thing. She said, wait, twins being pregnant at the same time? People are going to think that's a joke. We both are shocked. People are going to think we planned it, but you can't really plan pregnancy.
Yes, you can.
All the gold diggers of America.
You can plan it. When is the best time to get pregnant.
Absolutely.
This is a group called Planned Pregnancy.
And I'm sure they would think, Parenthood.
That's to keep us from getting pregnant.
Oh. Right, yeah.
I wonder if they was like, girl, what time you doing it tonight?
They probably text each other, legs up.
Girl, legs up.
Legs up.
Face down.
Right. All right,
so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
That's right, and now I know everybody likes their solo time in the bathroom, right? Well, you can make that time extra special with the Nottingham 6-piece luxury cotton towel sets. Now, anytime is the right time to refresh your towels for yourself and your guests. Now, each 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, and they come wrapped in a bow.
Ooh, these are nice hands. Ooh, they soft.
These beautiful towels are made with environmentally friendly dyes, which are not harmful to the skin, and they're available in a variety of colors. You can choose from the crease size set, which is a textured construction, or the parkwood set, which is plush and super soft, and the towels are ultra absorbent, and they retain their softness with each wash.
All right, now I need a lot of these. How much are these?
Now, these Nottingham 6-piece luxury cotton towel sets have been seen as high as $120.
Ooh.
But for the Dish Nation viewers, they're just $29 per set.
Whoa! Okay, that's a good deal.
You gotta get the set. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, would you get your brother's and sister's name tattooed on you? Well, honey, we'll tell you who did just that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, you guys. Black China is pissed, honey.
Really?
Yes, after the news broke of Kobe Bryant's tragic helicopter crash, like many celebrities, Kylie Jenner posted a tribute to the fallen NBA player and his daughter on social media.
Mm.
But there was just one problem with this post, y'all.
What's wrong with it?
In the caption, Kylie mentioned she had taken her niece, Dream Kardashian, Robin China's daughter, on a helicopter ride this past November for her birthday in the same helicopter with the same pilot.
Okay. Oh.
So China is upset because she's claiming she had no idea that Dream went on a helicopter ride and things are getting kind of messy.
Okay.
China's attorney released a statement that said what Kylie failed to disclose was that China never gave Kylie permission to take her precious daughter, Dream, on a helicopter ride and that China never would have given Kylie that permission. No parent should find out after the fact that their child has participated in a dangerous activity without their permission.
You know, this lap, I'm actually on Black China's side because, like, what if something happened and you had to find out after the fact that, like, why was my daughter in a helicopter and I didn't know about it?
The fact Black China didn't find out until she saw Kylie's post, which was basically saying, hey, I can't believe I was on this same flight, on the same flight with the same pilot.
And you know how Black China get down. She will swing a stroller for her.
Okay. Now, I will say that I do feel like Kylie felt safe enough to be on this very expensive helicopter with a well-performed, you know, qualified pilot because she took her own child on the same flight. But still, you have to ask the mom.
If it's not your
period.
Child.
Period.
I agree.
Don't take PJ nowhere.
Okay.
All right, y'all. So moving on. Everybody here has siblings, right?
Yeah.
Now, do y'all love your siblings enough to get their names tatted on your body?
Are they still alive and well?
Well, Brooklyn Beckham, David and Victoria Beckham's oldest son, paid tribute to his three siblings by tattooing their names on his fingers.
Oh, wow.
And if you look at the photo, you'll notice that he tatted the names from the oldest to youngest sibling with the lighter ink.
Man, that would make me feel some type of way if I'm the one he faded out.
Uh-oh. Well, sometimes, you know, maybe that's his dominant hand and, like, you know, it just kind of rubs. You never know, but...
Because if I did it with my right hand, oh, my God.
Ooh, and he's a young boy. What is he, 20?
Yeah.
You know what they do.
I know.
All day with that same hand. Yeah. So he actually probably didn't get it faded, tatted. He probably wore it out.
Yeah. Fade to black. So do you like this style of tattoo, or would you put it someplace else?
I probably wouldn't put it on my hands like that, but, you know, different strokes for different folks.
I probably would get it, like, on my back or my neck or something like that.
Something cute.
And they need to have short names, because I'm not going through all that pain for you.
Okay, Maquisha, Monet. Ooh,
so I got, like, mad siblings, so, like, I would have to do it, like, on an arm or, like, you know, like, some elongated part of the body. I couldn't do the fingers. I don't got enough hands.
So you wouldn't use your elongated part to put your people name
on? No, I would not write my siblings' names on a joint. That's weird.
Oh, wow.
Why would you do that?
I didn't know you had a brother named Bob.
Coming up, we're going to tell you, honey, what Brad Pitt wore to this Hollywood event to make sure everyone knew, honey, who he was. All this and more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
All right, so when people attend a large function, a lot of times we've all been there, whether it's a high school reunion or whatever, a large function usually are given a name tag that you place on.
Yes.
So that everybody knows who you are.
Yes, indeed.
And but one of the few people in the world who would not need a name tag pretty much anywhere he goes is Brad Pitt. Right?
No, of course not.
Yes. Don't need
never
a name tag.
Right, never need one.
But that's why this story is funny, because he went to the Oscar luncheon on Monday, and there are pictures of him. There's one here of him talking to Cynthia Erivo, where he's wearing his name tag.
Oh, right.
So funny.
At an Oscar luncheon, which clearly he does. Everybody in Hollywood knows Brad Pitt, but he put it on.
That's hilarious.
I think it makes him look very charming and adorable.
I think so, too. Now, sometimes, you know, these actors can look different when they're not on screen.
Yeah, exactly.
But with the long hair, this is our traditional Brad Pitt. Like, we know him from anywhere.
Pitt?
And it's so cute because his name tag actually said that he's nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Oprah said it very well. She said, she told Gail, whenever we're around somebody and I don't know who they are and you're just talking to them, call their name in a sentence.
Right,
and
yes. You know,
oh, that's good.
That's
right.
A good buddy system.
Yeah.
That's
she trained her friend to be a publicist.
That's what I always do. If I don't know the other person's name, I always say the person I know, like, yo, this is David. Hey, this is my boy David.
And right. And they introduce each other.
Yes.
I'll go,
introduce yourself.
I don't know.
How you spell your name again?
Yes.
B-O-B.
T-I-M.
Oh, you never
had
T-E-M or T-I-M.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.